Hello, this is Nancy.
I called Nancy Haley because I wanted to hear about her mother, the late Charlotte Haley, a housewife, community volunteer, and creator of the world's first breast cancer ribbon campaign.
She was a character. If you met her, she would probably make you laugh. She just had a wicked sense of humor.
Charlotte Haley lived in Simi Valley, California. It's an LA suburb. Her daughter Nancy actually still lives there, in her mom's old house. Charlotte was super family-oriented. So when her older sister and then her daughter Nancy got breast cancer in the 1980s, it hit her hard. And at that time, there wasn't much of a breast cancer movement. So Charlotte decided to start one in Simi Valley. She wanted better funding for breast cancer research. She wanted to promote self-exams and testing. So she created a simple awareness ribbon to fold and pin to a piece of cardstock. The ribbon was peach, her favorite color.
And there it is. That's one of the first cards.
This is Charlotte Haley from the 2011 documentary Pink Ribbons. She's reading from the card.
Breast Cancer Awareness Ribbon. Join this grassroots movement. Help us to wake up our legislators and America by wearing this ribbon.
Charlotte started handing out the cards with the ribbons in her grocery store parking lot. She'd leave stacks of them at doctor's offices. Around the same time, a group of artists in New York had created a ribbon for AIDS, a red one. And by late 1992, the red ribbon had made an incredible amount of progress for AIDS awareness. Charlotte figured her peach ribbons could do the same for breast cancer, so she decided to take her ribbons global. She also sent them to First Ladies and Dear Abby.
It was just the idea that some people can wear something. If they see it, they'll ask you the question, why are you wearing a peach ribbon? And people would tell them.
How many do you think she sent out all in all?
40,000?
40,000?
Yeah. She sent, well, 5 per envelope, and her grandson, Carl, he would fold the ribbons, and she would glue them and pin them on.
Carl's dad, Charlotte's son, would drop him off at Grandma's after school. He thought folding ribbons was fun. Nancy helped, too. She'd go to Joanne Fabrics and buy up all the peach ribbon reels. Charlotte's husband worked extra hours to help pay for the materials and photocopying. She wouldn't take any money for her efforts. She'd return checks voided, tell people to give their dollars to cancer research instead. Charlotte's ribbons started getting mentions in the local paper, then the LA Times. And then came the phone call that changed everything.
They called, and my dad was on the other phone, and they wanted to just, you know, help promote breast cancer awareness with the peach ribbon.
They being Self Magazine, specifically the editor at the time, Alexandra Penny.
My mother and dad were looking at each other, and they said, well, what are you going to do with it? And they said, companies are going to do it, and percentage is going to go to breast cancer. And she said, no, you're going to commercialize it. That's making money off of somebody else's pain and suffering. And I've been through that with my sister and my daughter, and we just can't do that.
I talked to Alexandra Penny, the Self Magazine editor who called. She didn't want to be interviewed on tape for the story. But she said she'd figured she and Charlotte Haley were in the same boat. She'd seen people she loved suffer from breast cancer. She was upset how low the funding was for research. And she wanted better visibility for breast cancer awareness. But she wanted to pair with businesses to do that. Penny was confused why Charlotte Haley would refuse her partnership. But she had had her heart set on a ribbon campaign, with or without Charlotte's cooperation.
They said, well, all we have to do if we want it is to change the ribbon.
That's Charlotte Haley again from the Pink Ribbons documentary. Penny's lawyers told her she just needed a new color. She chose pink and teamed up with Estee Lauder, the makeup company. The October 1992 issue of Self Magazine launched the Pink Ribbon Breast Cancer Campaign. And Estee Lauder handed out pink ribbons at its makeup counters across the country. And basically, that was it for Charlotte Haley's peach ribbons. The pink ribbon became the breast cancer ribbon we all know today. And Alexandra Penny is remembered as the ribbon's creator. But her ribbon wasn't the first pink ribbon either. The Susan G. Komen Foundation, the people who do the big breast cancer fundraiser Race for the Cure, they'd already handed out pink ribbons at their first New York City race in 1991. Pink happened to be the foundation's color.
Alexandra Penny, I'm fairly certain, was at or around the first race.
That's Fern Calhoun. He's director of communications at Komen Greater NYC.
So I'm guessing that she saw it at the race and that it's stuck with her. come 1992 when she was looking for a way to blow out Breast Cancer Awareness Month for the magazine.
Original or not, Penny's Pink Ribbon and the commercial campaigns that followed did change the game for breast cancer. In the early 90s, it was a disease you only whispered about.
You know, nowadays, I don't think anybody thinks twice about talking about it, thank God. But, you know, back then, it was dirty.
Think about this for a second. It seems totally silly to us now that breast cancer had some kind of seedy connotation. These days, it's presented like some wave of pink goodness. The NFL goes all pink for October. But talking about breast cancer meant talking about boobs.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And a lot of women felt stigmatized when they got it.
And it's not just attitudes that have changed about breast cancer. There's now a whole host of new treatment options. Breast cancer research is now the best-funded cancer research in the country. So much awareness has been raised that some people say it's gone too far.
If you go to the internet, then yes, you'll find all kinds of stuff about pink fatigue. Generally speaking, from my point of view, anything that makes people think about breast cancer, you know, is a good thing.
I went to a fundraiser for Greater Komen NYC. I was curious how relevant the breast cancer ribbon is today. It was everywhere. Survivor Cheryl Hartwell had a pink ribbon on.
I have one in just sterling silver, and I have one with a shoe on it. And
Terry Wicks was one of the few men in the room. He was there with his wife, Jamie Wicks, and wearing a pink ribbon.
I usually put them all on my hats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, all the time.
When I was diagnosed, he started doing it. Every pin I can get a hold of, he has it.
What does the ribbon mean to you?
It means a lot of survivors. A lot of survivors. And my best friends survived.
He's beaming at Jamie in that moment. Charlotte Haley passed away last February at the age of 91. Her daughter Nancy says the pink ribbon and the wider breast cancer awareness that followed. The credit goes to Charlotte's grassroots campaign.
We talked about it about a month before she passed away. My sister and I was there, and we both looked at Mom and said, "Hey, you started that," and she just laughed. She says, "Yep, I did. Even though it's a different color, it's still your idea, Mom. And look what it's become."
There must have been a lot of pride in that.
Oh, God, yeah. We were so proud of her.
This August marks 26 years that Charlotte Haley's daughter Nancy has been clear of breast cancer. Charlotte's older sister Iris has been breast cancer-free for over 30 years. She's now 95 years old. And the five-year survival rate for early diagnosed breast cancer is now nearly 100%. For The Pulse, I'm Audrey Quinn.